Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. What would you do if you weren't afraid? And I love thinking about that when I'm thinking about big life decisions. Like, what would I do if I weren't afraid? And it's usually like the big one, the bigger thing that I really want to do, but I'm afraid to do it. It's like, that's what I should do.
You're one decision away from changing. Literally, you are one decision away from changing. It's a decision away. You're one decision away from changing your life. I hope you make that decision tonight. And I hope you make that decision with what you do tonight.
Grab your f***ing up. For once in your life, have some ownership, some credibility behind your actions and your words. Mean what you say, do what you say. Follow through for something for one time in your life. One time, follow through on what you say. You will feel a high that you've never felt before. When you follow through on things in life, guys, you achieve the confidence, the mentality that anything's possible.
Fear is a mile wide and an inch deep. And so it looks like this ocean that you're going to step into and drown. But as soon as you step into it, you realize it was not that deep at all, and you can keep walking through it. And I just love that visual, because a lot of times when it's like we have this anxiety around this big decision we have to make, if you actually take the step and realize that it's not death, you're not going to drown immediately. There's plenty of other steps you can take from there, even if you get a little wet.
I get an email the other day. This young man wants to be a ranger, but he's afraid to go to ranger school. Not because how hard the training is, but because he's afraid if he fails, what people are going to say by judging him. One thing in life, this applies to everything in life. Anytime you move from being normal to trying to be exceptional, people aren't gonna like that shit. Those normal people, it makes them feel like shit, so they're gonna judge you. And nowadays, it's very easy to be a coward.
Those who have swords and know how to use them, but keep them sheathed, will inherit the world. One of the things I tell young men, well, and young women as well, but the young men really need to hear this more, I think, is that you should be a monster. You know, because everyone says, well, you should be harmless, virtuous. You shouldn't do anyone any harm. You should sheath your competitive instinct. You shouldn't try to win. You know, you don't want to be too aggressive. You don't want to be too assertive. You want to take a back seat and all of that. It's like, no.
Today, I'm no longer being a f***ing loser. Today, I'm going to change my path. I'm going to get on the path of success. I don't care how long that road is. I'm going to see it through no matter what. Because you know what? I've been living enough years in this shithole and I don't want to be here anymore. I'm not happy with this. And I'm tired of making excuses. I'm tired of going through the same circle of motion as shit.
Whether you like it or not, from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed, a lot of us are at war with ourselves. And within that war, you have several battles. Those battles are basically choices. No, I'm not talking about a war that you might find in the Colosseum. I'm talking about a war that's in your brain. That war exists because life has so many choices. Within those choices, you gotta make right decisions. But you know what? That. When the alarm goes off in the morning, you have to wake up. When you fail, don't blame your mom. Don't blame your dad. One person you have to blame is yourself.
Well, you should be afraid of taking risks and pursuing something meaningful. But you should be more afraid of staying where you are if it's making you miserable. It's like the first thing you want to do is dispense with the idea that you get to have any permanent security outside of your ability to contend and adapt. It's the same issue with children. It's like you're paying a price by sitting there being miserable. You might say, well, the devil I know is better than the one I don't. It's like, don't be so sure of that. The clock is ticking.
Yeah,
and if you're miserable in your job now and you change nothing, in 5 years, you'll be much more miserable and you'll be a lot older.
If you play it safe, you're going to exist. You only get to live when you take risk. Ain't no living in safety. You can't be the man if you don't jump. You can't be top dog unless you fight the other dog. Ain't nobody finna give you the championship. You don't win the title without coming to the fight. You don't win the fight without training.
You need to put yourself in uncomfortable situations and uncomfortable scenarios, okay? If you do easy things, you will have a hard life. If you do hard things, you will have an easy life. Let me say it again. If you do easy things, you will have a hard life. If you do hard things, you will have an easy life. As a man, you have to understand that we as men, we do better in environments where we are uncomfortable, okay? You put pressure on a rock, it turns into a diamond.
You gotta let go of that stuff from the past because it just doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is what you choose to be now.
The comfort zone is dangerous. When you're comfortable, you are at most danger. The comfort zone is somewhere you should never feel comfortable. You should be happy and dissatisfied. Anybody ever tell you, hey, look, you know what? Just be satisfied with what you got. Don't believe them. Get them away from you.
That's good.
You should never be satisfied with what you got. Because the attempt to get more makes you into something better. All the time. Don't let anybody tell you, hey, man, you know, you should just be happy. No.
But one of the things that really motivates me, or one of my most powerful motivational frames, is thinking about the person that I want to become as the destination. And thinking like, I want to be bulletproof. I want to be bulletproof in these ways. I want to be bulletproof in my marriage. I want to be bulletproof in my business, etc. And I think about that man, whoever I want him to be. Like we said, hell is when you look at who you could have been and realize that you're not that person. And then I think, if I were to make that man, what would I put that man through to make him who he is? Like, it wouldn't be easy times. It wouldn't be quick wins. It wouldn't even be easy wins. It would be the toil and the struggle of achieving and reaching for things that are right out of grasp, that are right above my threshold, and continuing to do that, to like lift the weight, to build the muscle, to break it down and do it over and over again, because like that's what creates the character traits that are the man that I want to be. And so when I'm going through those like really harder times, I like to think of like looking in my mental mirror of like, I'm making you. I'm not there yet, but I'm making you.
Work. So I wanted to project myself forward to age 80 and say, okay, now I'm looking back on my life. I want to have minimized the number of regrets I have. And you know, I knew that when I was 80, I was not going to regret having tried this. I was not going to regret having wanted, you know, trying to participate in this thing called the internet that I thought was going to be a really big deal. I knew that if I failed, I wouldn't regret that. But I knew the one thing I might regret is not ever having tried. And I knew that that would haunt me every day. And so when I thought about it that way, it was an incredibly easy decision.
You get older, you think about things. My estimate historically, 80% of the time it ends up in the can, like Johnny Sack, or on the embalming table at Cogiarelli's. No risk, no reward.
Some people see the thing that they want, and some people see the thing that prevents them from getting the thing that they want.
This next 5-year window is when you don't go practical and safe. This is not the time to get the job mom wanted you to. This is the time to realize that you have a 5-year window, and it's 3 for some, it's 8 for others, but this is a 5-year window for you to attack the life that you want to win.
You have to take chances in life. If you don't take chances in life, you'll never have the life God has for you. Life is about risk. If you play it safe in life, you ain't gonna have much of a life. If you play it safe, you won't have much of a life. Life is risk. It take courage to pursue your dream. I just did it. It cost me everything, but eventually, God is very good, man, when he sees you take a leap of faith. He supplies you everything you need. Now, it's gonna cost you something. Most people are not willing to pay what it costs to go after your dream, because you're going to have to hurt a little bit.
Fear is a mile wide and an inch deep. And so it looks like this ocean that you're going to step into and drown. But as soon as you step into it, you realize it was not that deep at all, and you can keep walking through it. And I just love that visual, because a lot of times when it's like we have this anxiety around this big decision we have to make, if you actually take the step and realize that it's not death. You're not going to drown immediately. There's plenty of other steps you can take from there, even if you get a little wet.
You need to get on it.
You need to be in here every day. You're almost out of time. You're 22. You're late.
It's a man's game tonight now. You know that. It's a man's game tonight. Here we come. Here we come. It's a man's game now.
I believe so much in myself, and I have a bulletproof mind. And when I go out there, I know what I'm able to do. And I do it good.
It's pushing the water, and there's a jogger, actually. Look at this. Wow. It's a Florida man right there for you, Blake, jogging in the hurricane.
If you pan it down here, you see it's about 3 o'clock in the morning, and there's not a car or a person in sight. If you pan over here, it's the same thing, not a car or a person in sight.
People call it arrogant, I call it confidence. Ignorant people call it arrogant, intelligent people call it confidence.
There are no solutions, only trade-offs. What's that mean to you?
That you're never going to completely solve anything in your life or in the world, and there's always going to be compromises that you have to make. And if you aren't willing to make those compromises, or you don't keep your mind open for those compromises, you're going to run into some real problems. But if you look at it and the fact that, you know, you might put a little more effort over here and it's going to take away from some effort over there, you can't just do everything at once. So, yeah, no solutions, only trade-offs.
We have no great war, no great depression. Our great war is a spiritual war. Our great depression. Our lives.
I can't. You can't? Are you f***ing kidding me? You just said I can't? Like, I want to bitch slap that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I can't. I don't have time for people that are weak and they say I can't. No, you can. You will.
You gotta look at things and say, like, at a certain point, like, eliminate the outcome. Stop being driven by rewards. Stop being driven by outcome. Stop being driven by, if I get this, I'm gonna do this. Just work. And if you don't get what you thought you were gonna get, show up and still go to work. Because along the process, what's more important, what you acquire or who you become?
Yeah, that's big.
And a lot of people think what they acquire is the thing that makes them who they are. No, it's who you become in the process of chasing what you wanna acquire, right? Change expectation for appreciation. Extract the lessons and the blessings from the situations that didn't turn out the way you wanted them to turn out. But most importantly, man, approach it and eliminate the outcome, right? Just go for it, work.
This is why most people never get anywhere. Most people are incapable of picking a direction and going.
Just going.
They observe the possibilities. They get paralyzed by all the possibilities. They refuse to move forward on all the possibilities, and then time passes them by. So it's very important that you make a decision and you go down that path. You commit to that path with the mentality of having zero options. I don't have a choice but to see this through, okay? If I don't see this through, I'm gonna be digging ditches. That's what I tell myself. When I don't wanna come here and I don't wanna do this and I get tired of, you know, doing what I do, which happens to everybody, you go through ups and downs, I pretend like I have zero options. I say, well, if I don't do this, bro, I'm gonna be digging ditches, so I better show the fuck up and get it done. And that might sound ridiculous to you because that's not the truth anymore, but I still tell myself that, and that's how I operate. So you have to pick something, and then you have to commit to it for as long as that's going to take to make sure that you see it through.
Most of the reason that we're afraid to fail is because we're afraid of dying in an abstract reality. We think, oh, we catastrophize. Okay, I'll lose my job, and then no one will like me, and then I won't be able to get a job again, and then I'll be homeless, and then I'll die. Like, it's just, right? Like, that's how we go, right? But when I thought through, I was like, what would actually happen? So if I went there and I failed, what would I do? I was like, well, I'd apply to business school, and I'd have this cool story, and they like entrepreneurs. They're people who tried to do things.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be fine. This would be okay. And I have plenty of friends who would let me sleep on the couch if I had to. I could go back to mom and dad's house with my tail between my legs, which I felt was honestly the most horrifying thing that I could imagine, going back home as a failure.
Yes.
But the idea, the one that got me out of it was, I can always get the job back.
Mm-hmm.
So like, this is actually a significantly lower risk move than I'm perceiving it to be. I can get the job back, or I can get another job that's comparable.
Right.
I have the experience, and me doing all this stuff only makes me more valuable. Because I'll have a cooler story than somebody who just did 4 years of this job rather than two, and then did two years of things on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the one argument. The secondary argument was, for me, I was young at the time. I was like, this is extremely hard to do. if you say, because I used to always tell people, like, yeah, and I'd like to own my own business someday. Like, it's almost like you, like, tag it on to, like, what's your, you know, what do you do now? And you're like, oh, and I'd like to. And so I thought to myself, if it's this hard now, when I have no kids, I have no wife, I have no stakes, it's going to be nearly impossible for me to do later.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I have to do it now.
Do you think Michael Jordan was just interested in winning championships? You think Kobe Bryant was just interested in basketball? You think Jeff Bezos was just interested in shipping packages? You think Elon Musk is just interested in whatever the hell he's interested in today? Those individuals are obsessed. They are obsessed. In order to be the best, in order to reach that next level, you can no longer be interested. Interested is a hobby. You can be interested in many things. Oh, I'm interested in reading. I'm interested in gardening. I'm interested in cars. You can fall in and out of your interest. But your obsession stays with you all the time. You have to become obsessed.
I'm a loner. Look at me. There's nobody around me. Nobody likes me, man. It is what it is. Sometimes in life, people are not going to be around you to motivate you. They're not going to be around you to push you, to celebrate you, to applaud you. You got to do it on your own. That's what I'm doing right now.
Champions do daily what everybody do occasionally. Everybody else does.
Mm.
You just do it daily. You're not.
Yeah, we do.
You're not extraordinary. You just do the ordinary extra.
Mm.
That's it. You. That's what makes you separate.
This thing that we all have, everyone has, not just me. I mean, everybody that does anything has, and it's like this voice in your head that wants you to do nothing. This voice in your head, you have to decide that you are a professional. This is what a professional does. A professional goes to work, and they give in to the muse, okay? The concept of the muse. You settle in and receive creativity almost like as a divine gift from this magical entity, the muse. Now, whether or not it's real is not important. What's important is if you treat it as if it's real, it does work.
There was no team. It was you. There was no weight loss program or mom and dad waking you up saying you can do it, you can be better, trying to build belief. You built belief when you had nothing. Rock bottom.
You just gotta quit tripping while you're in the process, because the process is necessary. You may not see it now, but when he gets you on the other side of it, you're gonna see exactly why it went that way, and you're gonna be okay with it.
There's no f-ing passion, there's no f-ing motivation, there's no, oh my God, man, It's every day of your life just doing. Where's passion when you're 300 pounds? Where's the motivation when you can't read and write? Where is it? So how did this happen? I just f***ing did. I just did.
Oh, Lord, why me? You ain't the only one. Oh, Lord, why me? You ain't the only one. Oh, Lord, why I lose my job? You ain't the only one unemployed. Oh, Lord, why he leave me? You ain't the first chick got left. This might not even be your last time getting left.
The problem is you, and you don't want to fix it.
Pull yourself together and quit tripping, because you in the process.
There's no hacks, bro. It's you against you. You against you. And if you misunderstand that, you have a real problem.
If your 20s do all of that, work day and night, do as many things, learn as much as you can, fail as often as possible. That's the time to put in the hard work.
It's 1 year from today. And instead of us looking through the dust cloud, what could happen? Let's pretend it's a year from now and we're looking backwards. And let's pretend it was the best year of your life. What would have to happen in your life for it to be the best year of your life? I want you to focus it and live it. Positive focus as if it already happened.
Do you not understand that the more comfortable you get, the more uncomfortable life gets, the less action you take, the more consequences you have. The more you let those bills pile up, the less work you put in, The more food you eat, the fatter you get. All these things are gonna start piling up on you, bro. And bro, I know you weren't built to be average. You were built to have riches. You were built to have the body you want, the physique that you want, the dreams that you want. You were built to have these things. And yet you're content with being average.
The only thing that can kill iron is its own rust. So don't let your mind cause your own destruction. Be the light in the darkness. Be the catalyst for change.
Remember this, is that people are time wasters, and the great majority of people have no goals, they have no priorities, they have no plans, they have no concern about becoming successful, and they think that you're the same. They think because their time isn't worth anything, that your time isn't worth anything.
Get off the pity party. Get your ass out the house. Stop being antisocial. No one is ever gonna have you in mind for anything if you're not seen and you're not on people's radars.
I wasn't invited to parties or, you know, friendly gatherings on the weekend. So on Fridays and Saturdays, I would go in my rec room with my basketball and basically dribble myself to sleep. And I think that that was the best thing that could have ever happened to me, because during those lonely hours in the rec room, I discovered the hunger, the motivation, and the desire to be the best possible basketball player that I could be. And, you know, here I am today, giving an oral presentation in English class, not only in front of Mr. Rigby's camera, but the camera of Prism and ESPN.
A friend of mine years ago taught me when I was coming up and I was deciding if I was gonna do this, if I was gonna pursue this this life, and he's an Indian friend of mine, and he said, Abnahito Kab. I think that means if not now, then when. So whatever you want to do, Abnahito Kab.